This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and it is a Saturday. I hope you are having a great day. We have got a great show for you today. Steve Wallach is our guest, and you are going to love this guy. He is, ironically enough, over at the home of Jonathan Emord, the famous First Amendment attorney in Virginia. He's there for a function this weekend. And I just thought this was great timing for somebody to come on that really understands the lay of the network marketing land from 10,000 feet. So he's not going to be talking so much about his company, which I know he's going to work in a little bit. If he doesn't, I will work it in for him. But he's also going to talk about what he sees just in the entire world of network marketing, not only from a customer to distributor standpoint, where the companies are all headed, and what he sees to be the climate for network marketing worldwide. He's also going to talk about the economy, maybe even about the political landscape. This guy should be the president of the United States. He is an amazing human being. I love him. I've said before that when the time comes for me to head for the pearly gates, if I have one pallbearer, it would be Steve Wallach. I truly mean that. This guy has absolutely been a friend to me when I didn't deserve to have him as a friend, and he never blinked. And you want people like that in your life, in your foxhole. With that, how are you, Steve Wallach? What are you doing today, Mr. President?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. I haven't nominated you for president in private yet, so announcing you in public is probably not a good idea. But, man alive, we're in some really slippery water out there, or deep water, murky water. I guess there's no such thing as slippery water. But tell me a story, Steve. I mean, you're obviously in the network marketing business all your life. It's a place you've planted a flag. What do you think about the state of the union as far as network marketing goes in this 2016 year?
Well, that's a big question. I think the network marketing profession is probably in a better place than it's been in 10 years. I think it's a scarier time than it's been maybe in 8 or 9 of those 10 years for a lot of companies, only because the landscaping has changed so dramatically, and yet it really hasn't change that much at the same time. And what I mean by that is direct sales, is a profession that's well over 100 years old. And at its core, it's always been intended as a channel of trade to distribute goods. In fact, it was a revolutionary channel of trade or method of distribution of goods when it was introduced, and it became controversial almost right away because it was so diametrically different than traditional brick-and-mortar shopping center stores, retail stores, products on a shelf sort of thing. But it's no more revolutionary or different than infomercials or Internet sales, e-tailing. It just became more controversial because people were introducing products and essentially selling products person to person. And so the sales aspect of it was more direct and became more controversial, I believe. But at the same time, I truly believe direct sales as a profession is simply just a different channel of distributing goods to end consumers, just like Amazon kind of revolutionized e-tailing, and there weren't always shopping malls and retail stores. There used to be, prior to that, kind of the country store sort of situation. But each of these things have really revolutionized how people purchase goods, how manufacturers and distributors distribute goods. Direct sales is just another method of doing that. And I think the whole industry or profession really now has to return its focus and is to that end consumer of the goods. And so you've got companies producing high quality products, higher quality quality products and better quality products in most cases, in my opinion, than what you would find on a store shelf or certainly on most e-tailing sites. But the profession or industry kind of lost sight of that end consumer over the last 10 years and focused more on distributors going out and finding more distributors, which is fine as one aspect of direct sales, but you can't, as a company or as an industry or as a profession, lose sight of the end goal, which is really distributing goods to the end consumer.
That's cool. And I love the fact that regulation has come into the game at a much higher level. A lot of people are freaking out by the FTC, the FDA, all the regulators that are kind of around, or, you know, a lot of things have happened over the last 12 months or 24 months. But inside of that, protecting the goose that laid the golden egg, which is this profession, is a very important thing. And government regulation is something most of us don't really, really want. But I think, as you said, even though we don't want the government regulation, the fact they came in so strongly with Herbalife and with Vima and with a couple of things they've come out with, it's really scared a lot of companies into a lot more compliance, taking away a lot of the preposterous claims that companies are putting on out there, and really giving a more level playing field to the good companies still in existence. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, and definitely outrageous claims, unsubstantiated claims, whether they be income claims, lifestyle claims, or product claims, there's no place for that, in my opinion, in our profession or anybody else's, for that matter. And so, you know, I don't have a problem with that as far as regulation. And, you know, in terms of regulation, you know, we all have to play by the rules, and we all have to play by the same rules. And as long as we know what those rules are, and that's kind of the difficult part about regulation. You know, when you think you know the rules, and, you know, we as a whole industry and profession think we know the rules, and then they seem to change, and yet no laws changed, and there was no legislation. And so it really is kind of the political winds maybe changed or shifted, or, you know, got refocused on the profession and the industry without them really actually changing. And so, you know, I think it's important for everybody to play by the same rules. And if we don't like a rule or the rules as the profession, then, you know, we need to get together and make good changes to those rules together. And so I'm all for that too.
Okay, so with the various associations out there, you know, you've got obviously, Eric Worre with a big list. You've got the Distributor Rights Association, which is now called the ANMP. You've got the MLMIA, which is the Multi-Level Marketing Industry or International Association. I don't know which one the I is actually for. And the last one, obviously, the DSA. You've had some issues in the past. Don't you think that it's really, really important that an association, a profession of the size of network marketing, does really have a voice on the hill? I mean, where we're all, like, able to be heard as far, I mean, it's a huge, huge profession or industry, whichever one you want to call it. And it creates a tremendous amount of income and product movement throughout the world. Doesn't there have to be some place that people can go to join, to link arms, to make sure that the other side of the conversation is heard versus the, you know, the obvious people that are out there on the internet calling for the end of network marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all of those organizations you've mentioned, including the DSWA, another one, and Networking Times with Josephine Gross, yeah. And you know, I think all of these are good. They all have a place. I'd like to see more. Definitely the ANMP, I think, you know, I'm a big fan of, because it's a voice for the distributor. I've always been a huge advocate for that, and I've personally resisted being a member of the DSA, because I've always felt, I continue to feel, that their voice isn't directly for the distributor. It's much more for the companies, and that's their position, and that's their place for helping the industry. And so I like both of those organizations. I like all of them, but I like both of those organizations for what they do differently from each other. And we're now a pending member of the DSA, specifically to have a more direct and participation in the voice on behalf of the profession from that perspective. But you're right. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Distributor Rights Association, ANMP, because that's really where I think it begins, is the distributors have to have a voice within the profession, and we have to have a solid business opportunity for them, or we none of us have a business opportunity or a profession.
That's good. And all of you can join the ANMP by just going to the getting a newsletter, you're getting educated, and you're getting on a list that will keep you apprised of what's going on. And, you know, they're not trying to tell you or recommend to you anything. They're primarily an educational thing. In fact, they're a little bit wimpish about, I guess they would probably love that word, wimpish, about really making a stand about going one way or another on any one policy that might be set forth by anybody. But at least you're on a list and you're able to see where we or they perceive the line to be. Your company, Steve, Youngevity, you definitely, long ago, were the first people involved with the former DRA, which is the Distributor Rights Association, which is now the ANMP, which is all about distributor rights, not versus the company, not versus other distributor. It's just basically a stand for what was right out there as far as terminations and all that stuff goes. And what you just said was the reason you didn't get join the DSA years ago was because you wanted to be aligned with something where the distributors really had a chance and a voice. That's still your main thought, is giving everybody a level playing field, right?
Absolutely. It has to be. I think we have to be interested and involved from that perspective as a profession. Like I said, without a solid foundation for the distributor force out there, which is where, you know, all of us came from. It's where Michelle and I came from. We were successful distributors long before we started a company. And so, you know, I learned this profession as a distributor first. And so, you know, I struggled along in the very beginning, part-time going to meetings, nobody showing up to the meetings. You know, this is before we had a back office, and you'd have to wait 6 weeks to receive your commission statement in the mail if it arrived on time, and then read through it to see how you did nearly 2 months prior. And so, you know, we learned this whole profession from that perspective first. And so, you know, to this day, that's where I start in any decision that I'm involved in, is from a distributor perspective.
All right, we're going to take a little tiny break here, Steve. It's just going to be a minute or two. Then I want to talk about distributor deals and all these crazy structured broker deals where people get money to move across, and it's wrong, I believe, and I want to hear your spin on it. We're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time? New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. It's got Steve Wallach today, who is a rock star. He's been in the network marketing business for a long, long time. I've been in it for 27 years, and I think he's been in it for about 25 of those years, maybe even longer. I am not sure. He's a lot younger than me. He started in swaddling clothes and grew up with it with his famous father, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Dr. Joel Wallach, which is kind of cool because he understands this business from every direction. And early in his network marketing career, a company just ripped his face off. They shut off his checks. They shut him down. And Steve Wallach and his father were faced with a decision, and that decision was to go forward or go home. And they decided to go forward, and they started their own company. They have worked hand in hand now for 20 years. This is their 20th year in business. And Dr. Wallach is out on the road. Steve is man in the shop. And it is quite an alliance these two have between one another. I'm proud to be their friend and affiliated with them. And Steve sees it all. And the temptation in network marketing is always buy leaders. And that's what almost everybody does. And I have walked into Steve's office on many occasions and said, listen, here's this guy. He's a rock star. He's going to bring over all these people. He's out of money. His company punched him in the face. He needs $20,000 a month for the next 6 months or 20 years or whatever. And Steve just looks me straight in the eye and says, you know what, Tom, he'll be back. He's going to make the deal, and it's not going to work out, and he'll be knocking on the door. And when he's ready to come back and really, really, really build a business, if he's good as he says he is going to come in and do it. And that's pretty big philosophy. It takes guts, and it's worked out. So, Steve, what's your stand on all that? How do you feel about all that? And is the trend toward those structured agreements like that finally going away, or what do you think?
I think those types of agreements are going away, and they're probably gone, if not very, very close, industry-wide. As part of this whole regulatory kind of refocus, that's certainly behavior and activities that would draw attention from regulatory companies if they were aware of it in any particular company. It goes against the grain of a fair and level playing field. It goes against the grain of disclosure or non-disclosure to other distributors. And if there's any claims made around their success in that sort of transaction, you're open to potentially claims such as advertising or false advertising type claims and things like that. And so certainly the regulatory agencies frown upon that sort of thing to begin with. But just at a philosophical level, from my perspective, if people are in any company for the wrong reason, if they're not really, if they haven't found the right home for the right reason, they're not going to do well anyway. They're not going to stick around anyway. And so, they either have to really love the products or the people involved or what the company stands for or something about the company and the people, or it just isn't going to work out well anyway. And so philosophically, we've been against it. Haven't seen it work well for most companies, if any. And so it's just one of those things that it's kind of an unfortunate aspect of our profession.
Yeah, and I happen to agree with it. And it makes me mad sometimes that I can't put that money up for that person that is supposedly going to be so great. And we both know you've seen me do it against your wishes, against your... Yeah, actually not your wishes. You didn't give a darn what I did with my money. But I've done it a few times, and almost 100% of the time, or at least 99%, it hasn't worked out. And I always come back to you and admit to being an idiot yet one more time. And I think that's across the board. And I think that the regulators have looked at those things, and it's a slippery slope out there. And I'm happy about that because it gives, like Steve just said, it's a level playing field for everybody. And if a leader gets the deal and his team doesn't, it's really an unfair advantage for that leader. And it's not full and fair disclosure because you didn't tell anybody you got the money. You're out there working with a cushion and a safety net, and your poor distributors that you brought across to the greatest deal in the world are all out there alone. That's no fun. So that's I'm thrilled with his stand on that. I happen to believe that the FTC and those people are all real strong about that. I also, Steve, the comp plans going toward all the different things around auto ships and all this stuff, they're basically in packs. They're basically trying to turn you into distributors. And I'm going to ask you after we come back from the break, we're going to talk for a few more minutes. And just everybody needs to know that they're trying to make a business out of the network marketing businesses, and the companies are following suit. And believe it or not, at the end of the day, it's a good thing. We've got Steve Wallach. You want to know more about this guy. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvent Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is Steve Wallach. It's the Tom Chenault Show. In a few minutes, about 15 minutes, 10 minutes, we're gonna bring Bob Crisp on to finish up the show because Steve is riding a pony. And he is at the home of the great Jonathan Emord, the First Amendment attorney. And, you know, that's who you hang with. And he was arm in arm with you. And in many legal actions that you've undertaken to make sure you didn't just protect your company, but you protected the world as far as just making sure that we've got the right to tell people how good vitamins and minerals are and various other things that you fought for versus the, inside of the Constitution of the United States of America. You think this is a really big game, don't you, Steve?
Well, I do. I think it affects every man, woman, and child potentially in the world. I mean, one of the things that we just recently did within the last year or two and just got authorization in the last year through the FDA was to submit science and comments to the FDA through Jonathan Emord posing our position on selenium and selenium being required in baby food. It's an essential nutrient. It's proven to be an essential nutrient. A lot of my father's work, and Dr. Schrauser and Dr. Dubois, their work was on the benefits of selenium for the unborn, the developing baby, children, and adults alike. But ironically, there was no requirement to include selenium in baby formula. And so babies, unless they were getting it through the mother's milk, infants weren't getting any selenium. And that's when they need it the most. And so we took it upon ourselves to strongly encourage through Jonathan Emor that the FDA to make it mandatory, to make it law, that baby formulas should also include selenium. And so the FDA ultimately in the end agreed with us, and it's now a requirement that baby food formula producers also include the essential trace mineral selenium in their formulas going forward. And so that's the sort of thing that our company was founded on. The formation or the foundation of it is really around my father's life's work and many of these other giants in science that I mentioned and others. And so, you know, it's something that somebody has to be a voice of reason when there's so much bureaucracy out there and there's so much agenda from the pharmaceutical companies and just the regulatory world and the politicians and things like that. You know, there has to be some common sense that you know, even if they have to be hit in the face with it, somebody has to be, you know, pointing it out to them. And so we take that upon ourselves. There are others as well, certainly not only us, but we've taken it on as part of our mission as a company and as a group of people. And so we'll continue to do those things forever.
This weekend you're out supporting people in Virginia. You're visiting with Jonathan Emor and his wife Cheryl, who are huge proponents of this profession. I know next week, speaking of selenium, you are on the road. You're headed down to Brisbane, Australia to see all those people down there, see Ken and Elaine Smith.
Sure.
All those people that live in that neck of the woods that have no selenium in their soil, by the way, because you are really focused on creating a global footprint. So, you know, I know that 90% of your sales right now in your company are in the U.S., and you did that by design because you wanted to build the foundation before you let the tree just, or the house grow, and or the trunk before the tree grew, whatever you want to say. You're ready to roll, and you guys are going everywhere. Russia, Latvia, Mexico, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore. I mean, it is on for you right now, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So we're definitely, I mean, we've always had an interest in international expansion, but definitely in the last 2 years, it's been a priority and a focus of ours where we're actually opening offices and staffing offices in, like you said, I mean, Russia and New Zealand and Mexico and Singapore, and about to open an office in the Philippines, and we've just opened a small office in Hong Kong and Thailand. And so, you know, we're definitely taking that message global for sure.
Now, I'm 65 years old, so I don't know when my expiration date is. I hope it's a long way away, but it could be a short time just by actuaries and things like that. Legacies in network marketing. In other words, being able to build these businesses and give them to your heirs. We've had a few people over the last few months that close to me pass away that are in the network marketing world. Isn't it a great feeling for you to know that you structured a business and involved in a profession that lets these people have their income carry on even when they leave the planet? I mean, that's got to make you feel really good that the two people I've got in my mind right now, whom you know, both know, that their families, you know, have a check coming in even though untimely death happens. I mean, that's a beautiful thing to have a legacy company that your dad really gave it to you, and you're really building it for your children and your grandchildren. That's big for you, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's so much bigger than that, Tom, because, again, going back to how I was taught about our profession, and it started with my father. I was, as a teenager, going to Amway meetings and the Bill Britt organization just to be able to spend time with my father back then. And so, you know, it's ingrained in me, and the philosophy and belief that, and this is why I love the ANMP, the belief that residual income is meant to be just that, residual. As long as there are sales and commissionable sales, as long as you play by the rules set up for the safety and benefit and security of all the other distributors, then it's yours. And so, you know, it's pretty simple. And definitely, when we set out to start Youngevity, that was among four of us around a table, the core competency of the company, if you will, that the mission had to be that, or the whole reason to set up the company as opposed to doing something else was that it would be a company built as a legacy company. In other words, a company that would last for generations. It wasn't a company that we wanted to set up to be super exciting for a short period of time only to fade, you know, kind of flame out. And so, you brought up 20 years. It's amazing that this April will be 20 years for us as a company, because that 20 years has gone by in the blink of an eye. I look back, you know, to the beginning and all points in between, and, I'm amazed it's been 20 years already. And so, you know, life moves pretty fast, you know, like Ferris Bueller said. And so as far as being 64, one of our brand, celebrity brand ambassadors, Mary Lou Henner, is on Dancing with the Stars as a top contender at 64. So 64, I would say, is the new 40, Tom. You've got a long time left, and, I look forward to being around with you for decades, for sure.
Well, don't get your pallbearer suit out yet, baby, because I'm going
That's right.
nowhere.
Well, That's right.
Steve, have nothing. Daniel Patrick Young over in Indonesia is even listening to you. So I just want to tell you. Yeah, so that's so unbelievable. So I love you. You have an unbelievable time. Stay away from those clowns. They give me the creeps. Happy Halloween. And I'll see you later, baby. You have
right,
a fun,
thanks,
fun
Tom.
Night.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Steve Wallach, what a guy. If you want to get in contact with him, hook up with me. I'll plug you in. If you've got a company you want to do a strategic alliance with, if you want to talk philosophy with him, anything like that, he is just one of those guys that is thoughtful. He measures 12 times. He cuts once. That's about as fast as I've ever heard him talk. It's amazing he and I like each other, because I am such a machine gun and he is so poised. It's unbelievable. My next guest, we've got the great Bob Crisp. It's ironic that Steve mentioned Bill Britt and the other guy, because that's where Bob Crisp was born. During the break, go to gobobcrisp.com. Hello, Bob Crisp. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Were you
awesome.
Able to hear Steve
okay?
at all? I can hear you great, man. Here's it. How's it going, Mr. Icon, Mr. Legend? You have been in network marketing, and the reason I wanted you on the show is because you've been around literally as long as the profession has been around. You're the oldest guy I know in network marketing that's made millions of dollars, that's still relevant and still kicking. Isn't that exciting?
Well, I think it's exciting that I'm still around, definitely, you know. I don't know whether I appreciate you pointing out the fact that I've been around since Moses, but.
Yeah, and so it's, and all you've done all these years, I mean, I called you on the phone to try to get you to come on the back half of the show because I felt so guilty about Steve Wallach being all that time, and immediately you told me three gambling stories in about 5 minutes. I only had 3 minutes, but I know when I call Bob Crisp, I'm going to hear at least one story. You told me three, and the reason is you have gotten rich telling stories. Is that right or wrong?
That's exactly right, you know. You know, they say the facts tell and the stories sell, you know. Tell
yeah.
people with
and
stories. As a matter of fact, I thought when we came back from break, maybe we'll talk a little bit about how you set up a meeting. One of my mentors early in the game said, after he heard me speak, I said, you know, so what did you think? He said, well, there's just three things wrong with your speech. He said, first of all, you read it. And I went, oh, yeah, I understand that's not too good. And he said, second of all, you read it poorly. And I said, well, yeah, what else? And he said, well, the third thing is it wasn't worth reading. So anyway, but he said, you got to plow the ground before you plant the seed. And the problem with people when they're doing their presentation, let me tell you, one of the greats I've ever heard is Tom Chenault at plowing the ground before you plant the seed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I actually even can figure out what that means with my limited intelligence. And you know what? I think that is what I do. I try to set up to figure out what people want to hear, and then I say that to them in a way that they think that they are special and loved, because I mean it, but you're 100%. I plow the ground, 100% right. I plow the ground before I plant the seed. Yeah, that should be on my gravestone, actually. That I've never said that about me, and I've never heard that about me, and I'm sure it's just a cliche I've never stood still long enough to really listen to. But you know what? That's kind of how I roll, and you're right, man, and it works, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, and here's something kind of a subtitle that I came up with since I talked to you an hour or so ago, and that is packaging the opportunity by using parallels.
Very cool.
You do this without thinking about it because it comes naturally to you. But to most people...
Okay, well, hang on. We got to take a break. You were right. Okay. I don't even understand what that meant. So you write that down again, because when we come back, we're going to start on that. Packet. Well, can't even figure out what he said. We'll be right back. Stick around.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. you don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, it's Tom Chenault and it's Bob Crisp. I hope you loved Steve Wallach like I did and like I do. Unbelievable guy. Another unbelievable guy. This guy has changed my life in network marketing. This book, Raising a Giant, the book, Feeding a Giant, and now his new book, which I haven't seen yet, which I am sure is going to be over the top, will be out soon. Bob Crisp is a legend in network marketing. He's made tens of millions of dollars over his very, 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 very long career. And that was another kind of shot, I guess. That's because I thought that was pretty funny the first time, so I thought I'd try to wear that joke out a second time. So anyway, Bob Crisp was talking about parallel something or another that I have no clue to. I am not smart. And what's so cool about this whole deal is on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Bob Crisp and I do a show. A Zoom show called Fun with Bob and Tom. And it's basically a couple of old dinosaurs like Bob and I. And basically what we do is talk to you about building network marketing organizations the right way. Buy the book, buy the old book. You know, we hear a lot about social media and we see a lot of social media going on, but the Bible hasn't changed much. The book of Alcoholics Anonymous hasn't changed much. And network marketing, as much as you think it's changed, it hasn't changed much. It's the same fundamentals over and over and over again. And nobody is better at those fundamentals than the great Bob Crisp. So, Bob, back to you, pal.
Well, that's very true, Tommy. I'm pretty decent at the fundamentals, and let me say that my experience, and thank you very much for the very kind words, is almost exactly the way I wrote it for you. But I grew up in the church. My daddy was a Baptist preacher, and he was kind of a missionary type guy that built from scratch. He built small churches from scratch, and the way he would do it was that he would form a little a Bible class that he did in the backyard with children sitting on blankets, and my mom would make cookies and Kool-Aid, and so my dad would tell Bible stories. He'd tell the story of David and Goliath and the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and so on and so on and so forth, and the fiery furnace, and so on. And he'd just tell all these stories, Joseph and the coat of many colors, and he'd tell these Bible stories, very animated. My dad was a great storyteller. And the children would love it, and then they'd throw them cookies and Kool-Aid, and then before you know it, after two or three weeks of this on a Sunday afternoon, the parents would come to see, you know, what crazy thing their kids was excited about coming down. The kids were excited. The parents would come. The parents would hear my dad tell the stories. The stories captured the parents. Next thing you know, the parents said, "Well, we need to have a community church where people can go," and that's how it all began. So as a little boy, I saw this evolution of how people were brought into the circle, if you will, and how you because if you think about it this way, you know, if you pet my dog, I like you more. If you walk into my house and my kids like to come and talk to you, and they're 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years old, and they come and they want to sit and listen to you, I like you more. If you the next time you say to me, "So how's Jeremy doing?" the next time I see you, I like you more. And I watch the things that make people be attracted to people. Now there are people like you that just kind of have that knack, you know, that you just wherever you got it, you don't even remember probably somebody training you to be that kind of person. You just kind of are that kind of person. Well, I study people who other people like. And I look at them and go, why do people like Tom Chenault? I've been around you enough. I get an impression why people like Tom Chenault. Well, if they like Tom Chenault, Tom Chenault's going to be a whole lot more successful working with that person that doesn't give them pushback all the time. So what happens, you know, before the break, I gave you this, you know, we talked about plowing the ground before you plant the seed. And I had written this down earlier today, which it kind of like goes along with it, which is you got to package the business. It's the packaging that makes the opportunity work. The packaging. Now we've all done it. You know, I once bought a nice bottle of wine at a supermarket in Laguna Beach, California, because I like the label. I love the label. It was a great label. Wow. So I paid $17 for this bottle of wine, took it home. It was the best bottle of wine I ever had in my life, and I paid hundreds of dollars for bottles of wine. Great bottle of wine. I like the label. We all like packaging. You know, it's the way they package things. If you watch an Armani ad or a Calvin Klein ad, you see the buff guy walking down the beach with no shirt on and a pair of Calvin Klein jeans. You know, so it's the packaging. They spend millions of dollars on the bottles that they put the perfume in. You're not buying the perfume. You're not buying the bottle. You're buying the perfume. That's what the product is. But what sells the product is the package. Now, here's the reason why I bring it out. Here's the way. Packaging the opportunity by using parallels. Packaging the opportunity by using parallels. Now, let me tell you what I mean. Here's the problem we all face. And I don't care what anybody says, you know, and I've heard other people out there trying to, you know, polish the old lady up and make the MLM thing seem like a great profession to the average
person. You're not going to believe this, Bobby. We're going to lose you. It's over. The show is over. You are going to have to go to Bob Crisp on Facebook or call me. I'll give you his phone number so that way you can talk to him because it is too valuable to miss. And we're going to bring him back on the show to finish the point. The guy is a rock star. We'll see you all next weekend. Thanks for listening.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.